For those on the left of British politics, the NHS is a sacred cow. One is not allowed to point out that there are flaws in it, that doctors should be made to work harder for their obscene salaries and ludicrous copper-plated pensions, or that something which offers free access to all will never be able to satisfy all. The result of free access to all is death panels, as we know. But for the left, the point is you cannot challenge the NHS. For those on the right of British politics, the equivalence is our defence spending. And by those on the right, I think I mean UKIP, the Conservative Party, the Liberal Democrats, and three quarters of the Labour Party. The only person who appears to be talking sense on defence is Comrade Jeremy Corbyn. Indeed, I would argue that if Corbyn was a little bit more honest with himself, he'd go an awful lot further than he has already. I speak as someone on the right. Let us start with the issue of Trident. There is no point in Britain spending £100 billion on Trident. Do we have control of the current Trident? That's not certain. It seems inconceivable to me that we would be able to launch Trident without American permission. It is therefore not an independent nuclear deterrent. Do we need a nuclear deterrent? In what circumstances would those who support Trident imagine that we would use a nuclear deterrent? Plausibly, they would say if Russian tanks swept across Europe, we would need a nuclear deterrent to stop them. Personally, I think any Prime Minister who pressed the button would be mad. In the event that Russian tanks swept across Europe, if we launched nuclear missiles on Russia, nuclear missiles would be launched back on Britain. We would be obliterated. Frankly, I would rather be red, or these days just crony capitalist, than dead. Moreover, if Russia were to invade Europe, and I think it's exceedingly unlikely that in the current climate such a conflict is going to exist or is going to come into play, we've just moved on from the Cold War. We live in a different world. There is no clash of ideologies. But were Russia to make moves on Europe, America would inevitably get involved. There is therefore no point whatsoever in having an independent nuclear deterrent to see off the Russians. In what other circumstances would we plausibly need nuclear missiles, an independent nuclear deterrent? If the Argentines invaded the Falklands, would we really drop a big one on Buenos Aires? It's exceedingly unlikely, isn't it? We would be the pariahs of the world community. It's just not going to happen. We don't need a nuclear deterrent. But when everyone talks about defence, there are those who hark back to days gone by, saying Britain must maintain its standing in the world. Well, folks, I've got news for you. We've lost our standing in the world. We don't actually need the armed forces we have now. Current armed forces cost us about £45 billion a year. That is half the deficit. But they are relics of an age gone by. There are some who just can't accept that. UKIP made some preposterous pledge in its last manifesto that we would tie defence spending to a certain percentage of GDP. Why? What was the economic rationale for that? What was the need to do that? It made no sense whatsoever. No doubt it played well with certain parts of the electorate, but there was no logical need for it at all. Why does Britain need an army, a navy, and an air force? Well, arguably we do need some sort of military capability. We do, I believe, have to defend the Falklands because I support the principle of self-determination. I suppose we have to defend Gibraltar as well from Spanish aggression, although I thought, being in the EU, we had peace in our time. And arguably, we may need some military capability if peace in Northern Ireland breaks down. But we don't really need a much larger army than enough to deal with those things, do we? Over the past few years, our armed services have fought bravely and heroically in places such as Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya, and no doubt they will be thrown into Syria as well in due course. Point is, we shouldn't be there. Our intervention in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria has not made Britain a safer place. It has just made us more loathed amongst certain elements of the Islamic community. No one has thanked us for our intervention there, as indeed no one thanked us for our intervention in Iran in 1953, etc., etc., etc. Occasionally, we're called on to play our part in UN peacekeeping missions in places like Bosnia or Rwanda. And it's right that a very small army could contribute to those things. But we have no need to go and intervene in other people's countries. And indeed, we shouldn't be intervening in other countries. As such, what Comrade Corbyn should be saying is not only that we have no need for Trident, but also we have no need for quite a lot of our armed forces as they stand. We should be scaling down the Army, Navy, and Air Force just to do the jobs it has to do. Britain should say that it is not going to intervene in other countries around the world because no one thanks us for doing so, and we have no right to do so and no obligation to do so. The fact is, Britain can't afford to keep maintaining its current military spend. We are running a deficit of almost £100 billion a year, and hacking back defence spending by two-thirds, for instance, would be a way of closing that deficit pretty rapidly. We could then turn to the welfare state in the NHS, where maybe Comrade Corbyn and I wouldn't exactly see eye to eye. America faces the same problem. In the last Republican primaries, before the last election, Ron Paul made great play of the fact that America could no longer afford to have 700 overseas bases dotted around the world. Moreover, there was no point in doing it because America's intervention merely made more people believe that it was the great Satan. He was howled down by Republican voters, by his rivals, and consequently didn't get the nomination. Democrats chipped in as well. Ron Paul is unpatriotic. Ron Paul doesn't want to defend America. Au contraire, Paul wants an America which is less hated for its intervention overseas, and he also wants to see America not go bust. We have exactly the same issues in this country. It is somehow deemed unpatriotic. Corbyn is wrongly accused of being a red under the bed. Well, he is a red, and maybe he sleeps under the bed, but he is wrongly accused of being a sympathiser with the Russians. Would people hark back to days gone by? In the days of the 1980s, Corbyn supported CND. At that stage, we were facing an ideological conflict, and there was every need to maintain an independent nuclear deterrent, which we had to play our part in the alliance against the communist Soviet Empire. At that point, Corbyn and I would disagree, but the world has moved on. It is not unpatriotic of Corbyn to say that he wants to get rid of Trident, he wants not to replace it. It wouldn't be unpatriotic of him to say that we should scale down the level of our defence spending elsewhere. He can't bring himself to do that yet, but I'm sure he believes it. But it shouldn't just be an issue for the left. It should be something that the right can agree on too. We need to close the deficit. We have to stop spending more than we can afford. And that means there can be no sacrosanct holy cows. We have to look at everything. There is no need for Britain to spend as it does on defence. It hasn't done us any good doing so over the past 10, 15 years. And therefore, we should be prepared to accept that we scale down. It's something that the right and the left should agree on. We need to close the deficit. We don't want to waste money. And most defence spending is wasted. Clearly, we need to invest in things like cybersecurity and fighting terrorism. That's very different from having tanks, planes, warships, and independent nuclear missiles in your arsenal. It is a very different sort of conflict and threat to this nation that we face today. Conventional arms are not the answer. So once again, Comrade Corbyn calls it right. I suspect not for the right reasons. I suspect he has no desire to close the deficit. But folks on the right who do want to close the deficit have to stop living in the past. They need to accept that the world has changed, and on this one, we should get right behind Comrade Corbyn. There is no need to replace Trident, and we now need to look at all our defence spending in the light of the world we live in, not the world we lived in 30, 50 or 100 years ago. I'll be back with another postcard in a week's time. I'll speak to you then.